We're joined by the man himself, newest Buffalo Sabre, Taylor Hall, from what looks like a pretty sweet ride.
It's funny. It just turned on for no reason there. Sorry about that.
Oh, you know what? Perfect time. You want to hang up and call back?
No, it's all good.
Well, welcome to the show. I'm Andrew Peters. That's Craig Revay there in the plaid shirt, and Marty Biron. And it's great to have you on, Taylor. First of all, welcome to Buffalo. Unbelievable news when you sign with the team. And I guess I'll start with this and say, how have you enjoyed the love you've received from the fans?
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy. You know, obviously I knew that Buffalo had a passionate fan base coming in, but just checking my Instagram a couple of times, it seems like they're pretty excited. So that's always a good feeling to be embraced like that. And hopefully I can play in front of them pretty soon here. It's a lot of uncertainty coming up, but I know what kind of fan base they are, and to play a home game soon would be nice.
Can I ask you something quickly before we dive deeper into the interview here? And we have some, you know, obviously hockey questions we want to satisfy the appetite of the fans with, but we also have some instigator questions we'd like to ask you at the end, maybe some, you know, stuff you haven't really been asked before. So I apologize for that in advance, but let me just dive into your personal life a little bit. Where are you going?
I'm going to the gym right now. That's I got to work out at 10:30. So I,
well said.
Yeah. Eh? Well done. We know you got a golf shirt on under there.
Yeah. No, it's a little too, I could golf today. I was thinking about it later on. It's like 16 degrees here, but no, I'm pulled over in a little neighborhood just beside my gym. So I, hopefully you guys don't hold me too long, but I had to get on the road this morning.
Tuesdays. When do you plan on coming down to Buffalo from where you are and continuing your workouts and get on the ice and all of that?
Yeah, I'd love to come pretty soon. I think I was told that my immigration is going to take a couple weeks. And then from there, you know, there's a quarantine in the state of New York, which I didn't really know. So it's going to be a little bit before I can get there. I was talking to some of the guys and seeing if any players are there skating and whatnot right now. And it doesn't seem like there's a lot, but I definitely want to get down there and get a place and just get used to everything. And, you know, with COVID and everything, it's nice to be around the team facility. They take care of testing for you and everything like that. So that would be nice.
How did this, all come about? You know, your conversations with Kevin Adams, you know, your experience talking with him, how did things all come about?
Yeah, it was just, on Friday, Ralph texted me in the morning and asked if we could hop on a call later on. And I said, yeah, for sure. From there, we got on a phone call with Kevin, Ralph, and Terry and Kim, and just kind of chatted. They told me what their plan was going forward. It was pretty brief. The phone call was probably about 15 minutes. And then I took some other calls and through the next couple of days, talked with my agent and sorted through some things, got offers from other teams, and kind of just, you know, played my options. And when it came down to it, I thought that this was a really good option for me. I know people are surprised, but when you really break it down, I think it makes sense for me. It makes sense for the team, and we'll see what happens going forward. But I have a really good feeling about it.
Instigators joined right now with newest Buffalo Sabre, number 4, by the way, so you can get your jerseys in that gorgeous royal blue. Taylor Hall joining us. Just signed the other day, 1-year contract out of unrestricted free agency. And I guess that's my question. What was your mindset during free agency, or I guess like your pulse rate, I guess, if you want to call it that? Were you relaxed? Was it stressful? I mean, you know, what's it like for a guy like you in your situation entering free agency?
Yeah, I think it was a little bit more stressful than I would have thought. I think with COVID and everything going on, it was just such a different marketplace than we expected, than could have been expected. So that's not to say I didn't get good offers or anything like that, but it wasn't what I thought, you know, maybe it would have been a year ago. So in saying that, I have a great opportunity in Buffalo, and I'm excited about that. I think there's a lot of room for growth on the team and for me personally. And but yeah, free agency was a different experience. I think everyone involved can say that it's just a different marketplace this year, and maybe things will look different a year from now.
You talked about how much of an impact Ralph Krueger had on you and coming to Buffalo, but I want to know, how much of an impact does Jack Eichel have on you and coming and getting a chance to play with a superstar center like Jack?
Yeah, that's obviously a huge draw. I don't think it's a slight to anyone that I played with before to say that I haven't played with anyone like Jack. And I watch a lot of hockey, and I saw the steps that I thought he took last season as a leader and as the captain of that team. And people forget that up until about game 50, he was probably the leading candidate for MVP in the league, and a guy that was really driving the bus for a team that looked like they were going to make the playoffs for the first time in a while. So that's what I've told people. I think it's a great opportunity to play with Jack. Hopefully I can have a leadership role with him and within the team, but it's his team, and I'm hoping that we can play well together next year.
What do you think you two guys are capable of doing together?
I don't know. That's a loaded question. I think the obvious answer is just we got to make the playoffs. I think that's a reasonable goal for our team, and I think if that happens, that's a successful year. But you never know. We could start off really well, and the expectations are higher than that. That's more for Ralph to say. But I think if we can have some improvement all over in our PP, our PK, even strength, the way we defend, all those little improvements are going to make for hopefully a solid season.
You know, no, obviously you've been in the league for a long time. You've had a lot of success. I'm sure you've played on in different situations throughout your career. When thinking about are you a 100% left winger, or do you like playing the offside? I know that some players like to play their offside wing. What are your thoughts on what you prefer?
Yeah, I've never been written up on the board other than left wing. I've played center a few games in my career, but I've never been lined up on the right side. I've gone out for shifts on the right side, and it doesn't really seem too strange when you do it just once in a while, but, you can ask any, I'm sure, I'm not sure what your career was, but if you played the right side, it's a little different than playing the left side if you're a D man. I know Andy Green, one of my good friends from New Jersey, he went to the Islanders in the first game. He was lined up on the right side, and he'd never played a game on the right side in his whole 900 game career. So
how did he
do? Kind of like that with the left wing. I think he did pretty well. He's such a chill guy, and
the reason why I asked
what he said, Petey, you can get away with it for a short period of time.
Hold on, he might have been with Taylor. Did you say? I'm trying to. Did you say how? Do you think it would be hard for you to play right wing? We're not suggesting that you will, but I was a left winger.
Let's stop about you love playing. We asked him a question. Do you like playing left wing? He said yes. Let's leave it at that.
I want to know if he thinks he would be able to play right wing, because I think it's
of course you would.
I think I could. I think I'm just better as a left winger. And like I said, though, 5 minutes left in the game, you're down two goals. I don't care. Put me on defense. It's one of those situations where you want to be on the ice as much as possible. So. But yeah, I think, with our team coming up, there's a lot of different options that could come available, and I'm open to anything.
Taylor Hall joining the Instigators here on WGR 550, just signed over the weekend, a 1-year deal out of unrestricted free agency. He's going to wear number 4. He's on his way to the gym. The guys wanted to know what position, or where you like to play on the power play, or do you not care?
I'm good wherever. Yeah. And talking to Ralph, he was talking about the power play, and it's pretty, there's not a lot of spots. Like, Jack likes the one side and things like that, but it's kind of wherever you end up. And I think that's the way power plays have trended towards, that you don't have to be on your half wall. You don't have to have a net front guy. It's just, can we get possession? Can we get chances? Can we get shots? And can we get the puck back? By supporting each other, and however that happens, I think is best. But Rasmus Dahlin, I think, is an unbelievable player. He's a guy that no one really talks about, but you see the love that Heiskanen got throughout the playoffs. I think if Dahlin was in a similar position, he would probably be getting the same love. So
You see the picture on Instagram of Darlene? The guy showed me this morning. Have you seen this? I don't have Instagram.
No, I don't have I'll pop into Instagram once in a while, but I've social media for me right now is I'm kind of staying away from it. What was it?
Well, what was it? It's a very muscular kid.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, he looks like a freak of nature.
You know, that's interesting. Great. You know, you obviously remember back when you were drafted first overall back in 2010. You know, your body at 18 is not what your body is at 22. And it, you know, a few years now, when Rasmus Dahlin was drafted first overall, he's 6'3". He looked very physically immature, 180, 185 pounds. It's amazing what a couple years does. This kid has world-class talent, like the way he handles the puck, but his body now is starting to mature. And I mean, you talked about Heiskanen, you know, Rasmus Dahlin moving forward is going to be something special to watch. There's no question.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's when you're 18, you weigh 195 pounds or whatever I was, but you don't know how to use it. You don't know how to play with it. And I just remember it's almost a confidence thing too. Like you know that you go into a corner with a bigger guy, you're almost expecting to get knocked off the puck. But once you have that weight behind you, you know you can win battles. And I think it adds another element to the game when you're confident in those situations.
Before we get to the instigator questions, I have one more for you. So you've had a bunch of different general managers that you've dealt with, a bunch of different coaches you've dealt with. How would you rank or kind of your first impression of Kevin Adams? He's a new GM on the job, and he got you to sign here in Buffalo. So what was the conversation, interaction, and how did you feel with Kevin Adams?
Yeah, I felt good. You know, I know he's new to the job, and I know there was, you know, some things that have happened in the past with the GM and all that stuff, but it's been great. He sold me on what they were doing, and he was very succinct and very very to the point with what they wanted to say and what they want to do going forward, and I was good with that. I talked to Ralph probably more than I talked to Kevin, but you know, I have a lot of belief in what they've done and the moves, the other moves that they made this free agency, I thought were solid as well. And puts the team in a good spot going forward.
Instigators, Taylor Hall joining us. You know what, Taylor, I'll say this. I think I speak for everybody when I say, wish the puck was dropping today, because with the additions that have come in here, Eric Staal, yourself, the growth of other players, where Jack Eichel is, I mean, it would be really fun to watch. Thanks for joining us. That's the serious side. Let's ask you. Well, first of all, what's going on at the gym today? Well, what's on the agenda? What do you do today? Is today leg day, Tuesday, or is it all bench?
Yeah, like I don't have a leg day. It's more just general body. But my phase right now, like for the next month or so, is more of a strength phase and more heavy lifting than plyos or anything like that. And then I'll probably have a cardio session at the end. I'll be at the gym for about an hour and a half, hour 45. And right now I'm 4 days a week. So nothing crazy, nothing to gas you too much, but puts me in a good spot going forward that when we do find out when the season starts, I can really ramp it up, you know, accordingly.
Yeah, well, I guess the reality of it is that right now it's really only kind of July 5th or 6th, right? In the sense of the normal schedule. So,
yeah,
you know, it's not training camp like right now.
Right. Yeah. And you don't want to burn yourself out. You know, that's the risk that a lot of guys are going through right now, is you want to train and you want to get in shape as quick as possible, but you also want to peak for when the games really start. So we'll have to see what they say going forward here.
Come on, Petey, no. Ask the body fat.
Ask
question.
Him. This is, well, we're all waiting for it.
Well, I don't want to ask him now because he's kind of in vacation mode.
But that's like okay.
What's your body fat and what's your body fat when the season starts normally? Because we all did the body fat back in the day.
6.5, 7.
Whoa.
Like
would you be willing to show us?
Not right now.
Okay. Okay. Well, rain check
I'm
on that.
I'm right now. I'm probably a 7.5, but.
Oh, you're really out of shape.
Are you like even alive at 6? Like, I don't understand that. Like,
are you even alive at 7?
I don't know. It's just how I am. You know, it's I don't really.
Yeah,
I don't
some really guys had to work. Some guys had to work to keep their body fat.
You are what Craig would refer to as a genetic marvel.
No, I don't think that. But
well, you don't have to think that. We can think that.
Yeah, I'm lucky. I can eat whatever, and I feel the same. You know. But
yes,
I guess going forward, maybe that metabolism will start hitting me when I get into my 30s. Who knows?
Another question that's popular on the instigators with new guests. And I mean, you just stop me when you want. But, what kind of underwear do you wear? We asked Rasmus Dahlin, and he's from Sweden. And we asked him flat out. We said, do you wear Salming or Borg? And he answered us honestly, but I think we kind of threw him for a loop on that one. I blame the accent at the time. He was just 17 or whatever it was.
I wear Under Armour underwear, if that's satisfactory to you guys.
Well, like boxer briefs or?
No, like not the baggy ones, the tight ones.
Yeah, okay. There you go. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I guess last question we have for you, and this is probably the most serious. Do you like Nickelback?
I don't hate Nickelback, honestly. I can't.
No, that's offensive. That's offensive. You can't.
We have no Humpty Dumpties on this. We are going to fall to one side.
Yeah, you got to say yes. You got to say no.
Yeah, I like Nickelback more than I dislike them. Yeah.
And the interview.
And the interview right there.
We're done here.
You don't like Nickelback?
Nope. Well, no.
Oh, PD is the biggest Nickelback fan. I mean, he just
Well, actually, here's the thing, though, Craig, and I should have told you this, and I didn't. But Taylor Hall is a country fan, so that's probably why.
Yeah, I like everything, though. I mean, I think that they were pretty good in their time, and they still have some songs that play pretty well, in my opinion, but.
Are you not from Kingston?
Their time.
Yeah, I'm from Kingston.
How are we not a hip fan?
How are we not talking about that? I was at their last concert, their very last show in Kingston. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was great stuff.
I heard you could, Taylor, if you could pick a goal song for yourself, what would it be?
Ooh. I couldn't think of one off the top of my head.
Achy Breaky Heart? Yeah. Achy Breaky Heart.
I don't know.
I heard you're a big Entourage fan.
I don't love the idea of having your own individual goal song, honestly. Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Like, what if you go in a slump and you're just like, man, I haven't heard that song in a month. It's like, yikes.
It comes on the radio and you're driving around. And you're like, damn, yeah. I haven't heard this one in a while.
Yeah, you're like, right? Man.
I heard you're an Entourage fan.
Yeah, I love Entourage.
Still to this day, even though it's that far gone.
Yeah, I watch it like once a year. I don't know what it is, but me and my buddies call it the ultimate bro show. Like, it's just something that, I don't know, it's wish fulfillment. They actually have a podcast out right now and they talk about the show. It's pretty interesting. So I listen to that.
I love that show. What's your favorite episode? It's got to be Vegas. Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas is great. I watched one the other day, like a couple weeks ago. It's when they're golfing with Tom Brady.
Oh yeah.
It's a good episode. I like that one.
Tom actually ends up inviting Turtle over for dinner and said like Giselle will make dinner for them and everything.
Yeah. Giselle cooks. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's right. Giselle cooks. I quote Entourage all the time.
Yeah, that's great.
So last question, which one are you? Like, you gotta be Vinny Chase.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, Vinny Chase is probably my least favorite character on the show, but I don't know. I don't assume anyone there. Like, I think that I don't really have a favorite. Vinny's kind of, he's just kind of meh for me. Like, I don't know.
Have you ever met any of them?
I've met Kevin Connolly a couple times.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I got to tell you a great story.
We met E.
I wasn't there. Yeah. Tell him the story, Riff. Thomas Vanek. I wasn't even there, but this story is, are you late for the gym, by the way? Tell your trainer to hold on.
No, I'm not.
So do you want to tell the story, Riv? Because I wasn't there, but
it wasn't much of a story.
It's a great story. So
Vinny, tell it.
Do you know Thomas Vanek at all?
uh I don't know him, but I've heard some good stories.
Unbelievable guy. Unbelievable guy. And he gets back to you in text message too, which I give him a lot of credit for. You guys were out somewhere in Long Island. I wasn't with the team anymore. And I guess, Kevin Connolly was there, and Van,
huge hockey fan.
Yeah. I mean, he had, and I think Van kept calling him E.
I
think, do you know where this is going?
And he basically said, listen, I don't like to be called E. And Vanner looks at him and says, yeah, okay, E. The guy just end up turning around and walking out of the bar. Like, I mean, he just left.
Take a joke. Hey,
he on the podcast that I've listened to, he actually talks about that. He just says how much he hates it, but if you're in that position and that's your biggest role, like obviously that's what people are going to say. That's just how it is.
Yeah. I get criticized a lot too. Taylor. Awesome. Welcome aboard. I I'm going to say it from all of Buffalo and especially here on the Instigators, shocked when we heard that Buffalo was in the conversation on Friday. Shocked in a very pleasant way when we heard about the signing, and all we can hope for you is great things here and making sure this team moves forward. So welcome aboard. And I know everyone here in Buffalo is thrilled to have you. So great stuff. Thanks for coming on and joining us today.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.